This is a very Japanese sound. Birdsong. But it's Japanese in the sense that what you're listening to is a recording of birdsong, and in this onsen, this inn in which we're staying, as you come down for breakfast in the morning, you can hear birdsong being piped through the PA system, through the speakers of the hotel. And this is a Japanese sound too, as I walk down these stairs. That's the sound of slippers going downstairs. And of course, if you've travelled in Japan or many parts of Asia, you'll know that it's a real no-no to go into a room wearing your shoes from the outside because they're soiled and dirty and they bring all the dirt and the germs of the outside world into the room. So before you step into your hotel room, for instance, there's a little wooded area, and on the wooden floor covering, that's where you change out of your outside shoes and put on a pair of slippers. So any room or sauna or gym or pool that you go into, any sort of indoor space in Japan, there'll be rows of slippers lying around so that people can put them on without wearing their outside shoes. So really quite divine. And here in this lobby of this onsen, this inn, which is essentially, in this case, quite a Western-looking hotel. You can probably only just about make it out, but the birdsong is there. It's piped through the whole building. None of this rather annoying elevator music as you're having your breakfast. You've just got birds tweeting away. And okay, in this case, they're not real birds. They're recorded synthetic birds. I'm now going back up the stairs, back to my room, because we have to pack the boxes and get on the road to Hiroshima. And so, for us at least, soon, this pleasing sound will be replaced by the slightly louder sound of motorcycle engines as we wend our way across this absolutely stunning coast of this northern coast of this section of the country, and then heading south to the south side to Hiroshima, from where no doubt we'll speak to you or tweet to you or blog to you again.